Martin Bryant for visitmanchester.com, and I'm down at Urbis, and with me here is Pollyanna from Urbis. Hello.
Hello.
Now, there's a new exhibition opening at Urbis tomorrow. That's the 21st of January. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, the exhibition is an overview of some of the highlights that we've put on in our temporary exhibitions programme, which launched 6 years ago at the beginning of 2004. It launched with the Peter Saville show, which took place in the gallery on level one at Urbis. Out in the city centre, we had running concurrently the At Home project, which was a series of eight billboards that were installed on M sites around the city. And of course, the programme's gone through many journeys, and now we finish with the hip hop exhibition, which is on level one. Manchester Television and the City, Ghosts of Winter Hill, which is on level three. And of course, Urbis has left the building, which we're now currently standing in.
Yes, it's fantastic to look at all these remnants of various exhibitions that have gone on through the years. So what are some of the themes that run through these then?
Well, as you can imagine, over 6 years, we've staged quite a number of temporary exhibitions with extremely diverse themes explored by the creative programs team at Urbis. It's quite a task to approach all those different themes and pull together a coherent exhibition. What we didn't want to do was present a chronology of the last 6 years and represent every exhibition. We wanted to be a bit more selective. We wanted to feature some of the highlights, some of the exhibitions we've worked, we think have worked really well, some of the exhibitions that we've had particular feedback on, whether that's positive or quite critical feedback. So we sat down, we went through the entire list of all the exhibitions we've delivered, and we looked at some of the reoccurring themes. Out of that discussion came five different themes, and we've categorised our exhibitions underneath those. They are kids and family, some of the exhibitions that have chimed really well with that demographic. Music, obviously acknowledging all the different musical genres that we've addressed in the programme. International artists, creative community, which recognises all the local homegrown talent that we've supported over the last 6 years. And I think that's five, is it?
I think so. Fantastic. So just finally, is out of all these things here...
Sorry, I forgot. I forgot one of our most treasured categories, which is design.
Right.
And I think Urbis has definitely forged a reputation in the city for supporting the design community. So the design section of the show deals with graphic design and architecture and fashion.
And the design shows very well, because it literally is, I'm not lying here, a gorgeous exhibition to look at. I mean, the finishing touches are being put together to it now. Do you have a personal favourite of the exhibitions that have run at Urbis?
Oh gosh, that's really tricky. Every one of them is a favourite for different reasons. I think two stand out more significantly, and they are Ill Communication 2, which was the second street art exhibition we did, but the largest of the two Ill Communication exhibitions we delivered. That was phenomenal in that we invited 10 of the best street artists to Urbis. They resided in the gallery for a period of 10 days and created their work around us, which was just awesome, absolutely awesome. And it was a really brave exhibition to program and to deliver at that time. We were very much the leaders in the amongst our peers, and out of Ill Communication 2, you can see that a lot of the artists who featured in that show have now gone on to be major celebrities in the street art scene, and a lot of galleries up and down the country have started to program street art. The second exhibition would probably be the Emery Douglas show, personally, because I was heavily involved with that. And also just the impact that that exhibition had on our audiences and the people who came into the gallery space and were able to engage with that exhibition, and more importantly, the content of it. The impact that exhibition had on Manchester as a city, but also the profile it brought to Urbis, Emery Douglas's artwork, the raising profile of the Black Panther Party. And it was at